You are standing at the southern end of the museum's historical village. On your left is the Mystic River, and on your right are several historic buildings and shops. The village represents a variety of different trades that were found in maritime communities in the 19th century. The first building on your right is the James Driggs Shipsmith Shop. The Shipsmith Shop was built in 1885 and was originally located in New Bedford, Massachusetts. You might be able to smell the burning coal or hear the ring of the hammer from inside the shop. As a shipsmith, Driggs made ironwork fittings for ships like the Charles W. Morgan, as well as harpoons, lances, and boat spades, all the tools needed to capture and process a whale. Driggs served his apprenticeship in the 1840s during the peak of whaling in New England and opened a large shop with his partner Joseph Dean in 1846. Under the name of Dean and Driggs. However, by the 1880s, whaling was rapidly declining as an industry, and there wasn't nearly as much work available. So when Dean retired, Driggs downsized to this much smaller shop. The shop was sold to the Peters brothers and operated under their ownership until 1924, 3 years after the Charles W. Morgan took its last whaling voyage. Although the Peters brothers branched out into other metal work to keep the shop running, C.E. Peters was probably the last manufacturer of whale craft in the United States. This shop is the only manufactory of ironwork for the whaling industry known to have survived from the 19th century. As you move through the village, there are several more trades buildings on your right. A small bright red building holds Block Island Fire Engine No. 1, built by Gleason and Bailey in the 1850s. Next to that is the Nautical Instruments Shop. In a large port town, captains and officers could visit a shop like this to purchase or have adjustments made to their precise and somewhat delicate marine navigational tools, such as quadrants, sextants, and marine chronometers. They might also purchase nautical charts and tables to help them calculate their exact location at sea. This equipment was essential to navigation in the days before GPS. Beyond the Nautical Instruments Shop is the George W. Smith Mast Hoop Manufacturer. This small and unassuming building is a wonderful example of how tools were powered by water and later steam or combustion engines using drive shafts and belts. The hoops made in this shop were wooden hoops that held sails to the masts of fore and aft rigged vessels. The Smiths also owned a farm and often paused work in the hoop shop to focus on their orchard. Around the back of the building is the four-stroke, one-cylinder, 1917 Hercules engine that is used to power all of the belts and drive shafts in the shop.